A Death in Belmont by Sebastian Younger, narrated by Kevin Conway. Disc 1.
The Murder. 1. One morning in the fall of 1962, when I was not yet 1 year old, my mother, Ellen, looked out the window and saw two men in our front yard. One was in his 30s, and the other was at least twice that. And they were both dressed in work clothes and seemed very interested in the place where we lived. My mother picked me up and walked outside to see what they wanted. They turned out to be carpenters who had stopped to look at our house because one of them, the older man, had built it. He said his name was Floyd Wiggins, and that 20 years earlier he'd built our house in sections up in Maine and then brought them down by truck. He said he assembled it on site in a single day. We lived in a placid little suburb of Boston called Belmont, and my parents had always thought that our house looked a little out of place. It had an offset, saltbox roof, and blue clapboard siding, and stingy little sash windows that were good for conserving heat. Now it made sense. The house had been built by an old Maine carpenter who must have designed it after the farmhouses he saw all around him. Wiggins now lived outside Boston and worked for the younger man, who introduced himself as Russ Blomirth. He had a painting job around the corner, Blomirth said, and that was why they were in the neighborhood. My mother said that the house was wonderful, but too small, and that she and my father were taking bids from contractors to build a studio addition out back. She was an artist.